Oh boy. Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called Little Red Riding Hood and the Dragon. It was written by Ying Chang Compestine, illustrated by Joy Ang. And as you know, it is because we are often on the lookout for Little Red Riding Hood books, and we found quite a few. But this one looks like it's going to be a really fun read. Are you ready, my sweet? What are you? You're making a lot of interesting noises. Today's story is read by Mommy. And...
meow.
Meow. A kitty cat. But not just any kitty cat. Do you have a name, kitty cat? Pickles. Pickles? Mommy and Pickles. So hold on, friends, because when you open the book, the very first thing you see is not a kitty cat. It's a wolf. And he says, "By now, you have probably heard the old folk tale about a girl in a red cape. She and her grandmother were gobbled up by a wolf, but were rescued by a woodsman. The truth is that the tale took place here in China. There wasn't a woodsman, and I, the gentle wolf, certainly was not the one who ate them. Here is the real story. Once upon a time, there lived a little girl in a village near the Great Wall. Do you know what the Great Wall is? What is it? That's right. It is an architectural feat that covers a whole border of the great country of China. It's a very large, and when I say great, I mean large, large country, which means it's a great big wall. When her grandma, Nai Nai, sewed her a red silk hood for her kung fu performances, she loved it so much that she wore it everywhere. People began to call her Little Red Riding Hood, or Little Red. One day, Little Red and her mother heard that Nai Nai was sick. They gathered herbs and cooked a pungent soup, and then they baked a big sweet rice cake. Her mother put the soup and the cake in a basket and said, "Take this to Nai Nai. Stay on the path and don't talk to strangers."
"Don't worry, Mommy."
Little Red drew her sword and leaped into a flying back kick.
"I'm a good kung fu fighter. I can protect myself."
She picked up the basket and ran out of the house. Oh my goodness. Friends, you gotta get this book. The illustration, the artwork is pretty amazing. Little Red stayed on the path and soon saw her grandmother's house in the distance when suddenly a dragon blocked her way.
"Where are you going, little girl?"
Dragon asked in a sweet voice. Well, for a dragon.
"To my grandmother's,"
she answered.
"Where does she live?"
"There."
She pointed at a red house in the shadow of the Great Wall. Dragon moved closer.
"What's in your basket?"
"A rice cake and herbal soup for my sick grandma."
"Pew! Is that awful smell coming from the soup?"
Dragon pinched his nose and stepped back.
"Yes, but it will help her get better,"
said Little Red. Have you ever noticed that sometimes things that don't smell very good are actually things that are very good for you? It's always that way.
"That smelly soup will only make her sicker,"
laughed Dragon.
"Do you know what would make your grandma better?"
ginseng. My mother and I looked for it, but we couldn't find any.
Well, there's a big ginseng root under that old tree.
Dragon pointed to the forest.
Oh, thank you. I must get it for my grandma.
And Little Red forgot what her mother had told her. Oh, no. And ran off the path. May I just briefly say, never get off the path. Just don't do it. Stay on the path. Always, right? Meanwhile, Dragon hurried to Nai-Nai's house and knocked on the door.
Is that you, my little Red Riding Hood?
Yes, Nai-Nai,
said Dragon in a high-pitched voice.
Come in, my dear. I'm too weak to get up.
Whoa. This artwork, friends. Dragon burst into the house. Without a word, he leaped over to Nai-Nai and swallowed her whole. Then he put on one of her nightgowns and caps and slid under the bed covers. When Little Red reached Nai-Nai's house, she was surprised to find the door half open.
Nai-Nai,
she called out.
Who is it?
Asked a hoarse voice.
It's me, Little Red. I brought you something special.
Oh, my dear. Come in. Come in.
Oh, my. In the pictures, we can clearly see that that does not look like Nene, does it? Yikes. It looks like a big giant golden dragon. In the dark room, Little Red saw Nai-Nai's nightcap peeking out of the blankets on the bed.
Nai-Nai, what happened to your voice?
Oh, my dear, I'm sick with a sore throat.
I dug a ginseng root for you. It will help you get better.
Oh, my dear.
A large hand reached for the ginseng.
Nai-Nai, what large hands you have.
Oh, my dear. All the better to hold you with.
And Nai-Nai, what big eyes you have.
Oh, my dear, all the better to see you with.
And, Nai-Nai, what big teeth you have.
Oh, my dear, all the better to eat you with.
Dragon gobbled up Little Red and her basket and topped it off with the ginseng. Chomp, chomp, chomp some more. Little Red slid down Dragon's throat and landed on something soft.
Nai-Nai,
shouted Little Red.
Oh no, he ate you too,
cried Nai-Nai.
Don't worry, Nai-Nai.
Little Red hugged her grandma.
Look at everything he's gobbled up.
Little Red rummaged through the piles in Dragon's tummy.
How would we get out of here?
Sobbed Nai-Nai.
You rest, Nai-Nai. I have an idea.
Well, my goodness, in his tummy there are so many things. Lanterns and musical instruments and games. Little Red pulled a yo-yo from the heap, twirled it, and flung it high. The yo-yo bounced off of Dragon's stomach above her head. Dragon yelped, eyes wide open in surprise. Taking the ribbons in her hands, Little Red spun around, drawing circles in the air. The soft silk tickled dragon's belly, making him quiver and gasp for breath. Little Red blew on Isona as hard as she could, while Nainai pounded on a drum. These are musical instruments. Dragon was so startled that he covered his ears and ran out of the house. And then Little Red did her very best kung fu moves. Axe kicks, crescent kicks, roundhouse kicks. Dragon roared in pain. Little Red splashed the herbal soup around. Dragon's tummy churned like a wild sea. And so while she's splashing that soup around, look, Nainai is eating some of the root, the ginseng root. But it doesn't look like Dragon is very happy. He gagged and retched, and then up came the soup, along with the yo-yos and the ribbons and the musical instruments and Nainai. And at last, Little Red Riding Hood, sword in hand. Little Red jumped out in front of Dragon and ordered, "Scram!" And Dragon did. To this day, Dragon stays far away from girls in red capes. Oh, look who's come back. I know, because I saw it firsthand, says the wolf. Now that's the real story. And I don't know how people ended up with a silly folktale that gave me, the gentle wolf, a bad reputation. And the gentle wolf is talking to someone other than us. He or she is talking to 1, 2, 3 little pigs. And it looks like they even have little houses beyond that are made out of straw and wood and bricks. I hope we don't get into any more mischief, don't you? Yeah. Well, this book is very, very interesting. If you are interested, my friends, in learning more about some interesting things in the dragon's belly and some of the other things that are symbols of Chinese mythology, then this is the book for you. It's got lots of very interesting things in it. So I'll put a link up on my Amazon affiliates page and you can go and grab it. And that, our friends, is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.